Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Do you know what your superpowers are? Are you divinely guided to help yourself and others on your path? Tune in now as Lisa helps you learn to work with your own guardians, guides, and spirit team, bringing a little bit of humor to your journey and giving you a sense of peace, guidance, and inspiration from the other side. Your delivery is in. Here's your host, Lisa Ann.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Message Delivery. You can't make this stuff up. I am your host, Lisa Ann, and thank you for joining us today. So today's a live call-in show. If you have a question you'd like me to tap in and ask your angels, and I do ask, limit it to one question per person, feel free to call 1-800-930-2819. And of course, if you would like a personal reading with me, feel free to reach out to me at angelmessagestoyou.com. That's angelmessages, the number two, the letter U, .com. And as I always do at the beginning of all of these shows, I do pull a card for the collective. So let's go ahead and see what we've got. And what we had a card that jumped right out there. And this is called, the card is education. So basically, this is a reminder that life is full of lessons. I know I'm going to just stand up for the collective and say, I don't like some of the lessons sometimes, but life is full of lessons and it is a school. So you need to make sure that you're teachable and flexible and to live life and be in the present. Don't just read about life and certainly don't just sit for hours watching movies all the time and live vicariously through the movies. And your mantra should be, I don't know yet. So anyway, pretty good. I mean, we're all in the process of learning some things as we're going along. So anyway, let me just put this back in the pile here. So I had put out that we were doing a live show and I asked for some messages and emails and I got quite a few again. So again, if you're interested in calling in, you are more than welcome to. It's 1-800-930-2819. But I do have quite a few people that are different time zones and they wanted me to ask the question, so I'm going to go ahead and give the answers. So, first one on the list, this is from Beth H. from Warren, Michigan. Her question is, my ex is starting to come around again. He says he's changed and I want to believe him because I love him a lot. It just feels like something is off. Can spirit tell me if this is a real attempt or not? I don't want to mend my heart all over again. Beth, my heart goes out to you. I completely understand. So let's see what spirit says. And for those of you that are new here, I get messages. I hear, I see, I feel, I know. And sometimes they tell me to pull a card that will better direct the answer. So I often will look to my right, which may be your left, but that's how the messages come in and I just tune in and listen. So let's get some messages for Beth. Okay, Beth, very specifically, what I am being told to tell you is that there is a different path for you to go on, that you have learned the lessons that you have needed to learn from this experience. So you must have sat there and said, boy, I'll never do that again. I learned my lesson. So, which I'm going to say good for you, but they're basically saying that there is somebody that's coming around. I'm hearing March. And there's some place that you're going, that you're going to bump into somebody that you didn't know before. So of course you always have free will. Please do what you feel best. But at this point, I think you probably have learned what you needed to know and it's time to move on to somebody else. But again, use your best discernment and that's always the best. So thank you and good luck to you. And let me know how the new guy goes. Okay. Anyway, so let's go on to the next one. So we've got Michelle M. from, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Parrish, New York. My mom isn't doing well, and I see her at times stare off in the distance, like she is looking at something or someone, and then she'll smile, and it kind of freaks me out. I get it. Is it angels coming for her or is she seeing something? Okay, Michelle, hold on one second. Let me just see what they're telling me. She's got a family member. There's a family member. Name is Jack or Jackson, something with a J name, as they're telling me. And he's actually a guardian. He's saying that they're there to just kind of introduce, get her comfortable with seeing. She's not passing anytime soon, but they're just getting her used to it. And when she's in that mental state, that's when she is receiving. They don't want her to be scared, but they're kind of just talking to her and giving her messages. But it's some family member. So ask, see what he says, or ask your mom what he might say and interact, and she might open up a little bit more. So, but that's actually a really good question. That happens quite a bit. All right. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, so please forgive me. Priya O from Florence, South Carolina. With everything going on around me, I feel I am exhausted and I don't feel like I can dig my way out. Totally get that. Between the kids, homeschooling, and the husband and my career, I feel like I'm on a hamster wheel and I can't get anything to change. Can spirit help in any way? I keep praying. All right. And again, I apologize if I'm mispronouncing your name. And they want me to actually pull some cards for you. So hold on one moment here. Oh, okay. Well, that didn't take long. There were three things that came out. Okay. So the first one that came out is faith. And basically, they'd really want you to know that you need to have some blind faith that things are going to work out. They're also, this card came out, and I know this has come out for some other people in the past as well, that you might feel like your hands are tied. But if you notice that this angel actually has ribbons that are all in through her wings, but they're not tied. If you look at the ribbon around her wrist, the wrist actually is showing that the ribbons are just laying there. They're not bound. And on top of it, there's actually a knife, a sword, that is actually right next to her that she can cut herself out. They are saying specifically that they need you to do some deep meditation. They need you to find some time. They said a salt bath. Scented salts, something in the bathtub. If you're, I know if you're in, you know, South Carolina, you may, I don't know if the pools are open. I know I've been freezing lately, but anyway, they're mentioning to please get in some warm water, find some time to meditate and clear your mind. So you feel, instead of everybody pulling your energy out, you can actually start to receive some back. And they're saying, very specifically, I am supposed to tell you, you need to start delegating, that you're not supposed to take it on all yourself and that you don't need to be everybody's rescue angel. And you need to allow other people to do for themselves and not be responsible. And then this is the last card that came out for you. It's the horse breaking out of the glass ceiling. So that's representing that you aren't able, you're not feeling like you can get out. And it's saying that you are going to make a breakthrough. And with a vengeance, you're going to actually break through and you're going to feel that fresh air again where you don't feel so bogged down. But a lot of people are feeling just like you are right now. And for anybody that's feeling bogged down and overweighted, please make sure to take some time for yourself. Make sure you ground, put your feet on the grass if you can, hug a tree for a few minutes, sit outside. Anyway, it's just always like that. Just ground, take a bath, salt water is always helpful as well. Okay, the next question that we have is Ophelia M. from Auburn, Georgia. Hi, Ophelia. Can you tell me about my job? I don't feel that this is my soul's purpose. There is this feeling that I need or should be doing something else. Can the angels tell me what my soul's purpose is? Or how to figure it out? That's a really good question. I know a lot of us have actually had this question before. All right, let's see what they're saying. They're saying that you're going through, that it's almost like they're showing me drawing a blank, an hourglass, and that it seems like things are going slow, but there's a purpose, but you're going through some type of a transformation, and you're actually getting into that spot where it's going to feel like it's a little squeezed. You don't like what you're doing, and you're going to have that, I need to stop. And then suddenly, like when you go through the neck of an hourglass, suddenly it's expansion and there's more opportunities. They're saying that there's somebody that you're going to meet over New Year's, something about New Year's, that there's somebody that you're going to make a connection with. It's somebody that you already know, but it's going to be one of those telephone games where they heard because of somebody who heard of something. So just kind of keep your eyes and ears open. There's something out there for you that's going to open up some more opportunities. And they're also telling me that Spirit's been talking to you, that you probably are very much aware of your dreams, and they're trying to give you messages. And if you are unsure of what the dreams are or where they're coming from, ask specifically for a very, very clear message. So when you wake up, you've got one word, a song lyric, a title, a statement, a person. Ask for those things to come through for you, but be very clear. And the minute you get up, whatever's popping in your brain, you need to write it down. That is going to actually help you. But there's something that you're going through right now. They're not telling me, hey, you're going to be an astronaut. But what they're saying is that it's going to be revealed to you, but they don't want to give that message to you yet because they need for you to finish this transformation. So when they present it to you, you're not so shocked, which kind of makes sense. I know it's kind of hard to swallow sometimes, but anyway. Okay, so we are going to take a real quick commercial break, and we've got plenty more. Again, if you want to call in, you are more than welcome to 1-800-930-2819. Oh, I'm sorry. I was listening. I'm thinking maybe there was another message for you, but anyway, please feel free to give us a call. I'd be happy to answer something on the air. Again, one question per person. But you are listening to Lisa Ann, and Message Delivery. You can't make this stuff up. And we will be right back.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria on Tales from the Merworld Radio with me, Amira Beth. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit AmiraBeth.com.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com. Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get Unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Thank you for listening in on Eye of Soul Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, psychic medium Jamie. Return next time for an empowering and yet chilling look into the raw side of spirit. For more information about myself and the Eye of Soul, visit eyeofsoulradio.com. That's Eye of Soul Radio. Eye of Soul Radio, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. See you next time.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I am Lisa Ann, and you are listening to Message Delivery. You can't make this stuff up. And I just want to reach out and tell you that we are doing a live show today. And I did get quite a few messages from people, and I'm going through those questions now, but we will make time for you if you want to call in. 1-800-930-2819. And if you are interested in getting a personal reading, please feel free to reach out to me at angelmessagestoyou.com. That's angelmessages, the number two, the letter u.com. And I would be happy to schedule something for you. And one of my lights is blinking. I think we've got some spirits here that want to talk. So I am going to get back to some of the messages that I had received. So the next one on the list is from Donna Yu at, I don't know if I'm saying this right, Bunnell, Florida. There is this black bird that seems to stare at my house. I don't know what kind of bird it is, but it will show up 2 to 3 times a week, sit on a branch, and I swear it's just looking at me. Is that a loved one that has passed away? This has been going on for over a month now. I actually had the same situation with a cardinal, literally coming pecking on my window, like, hello. And that was my sign for my grandfather. So I would actually just off the top say it's probably a loved one, but the question is who. So let's just see if we can. Oh, they're saying they want me to pull a couple of cards for you. Hold on here. Yes, they're actually saying that. They're actually saying that it is a spirit guide of yours. And that they're happy that you have actually received the message. Like, you know, when people start getting numbers or they start seeing something repetitive, that's when it's like it gets your attention. So they are pleased that you're actually acknowledging it. They're asking for you to pay attention to other repetitive things that are going on in your life. They're saying specifically that there's a song that you keep hearing that has to do with birds. And I don't know what song that is, but pay attention to the songs that are coming on. You probably have started realizing, boy, that song keeps coming on again and again. There's a message for you inside that song. Once you start acknowledging that, I get it. Okay, thank you. That worked. You've got my attention now. What else do you want me to know? And then look and pay attention to repetitive signs, symbols, colors, numbers, things like that, that will show up in your life. But that is, they're telling me that that's actually a spirit guide of yours that has been trying to get your attention, and they're happy that you're paying attention. So that's really awesome. So I completely understand, because like I said, I have the cardinal that literally flies up and it pecks on my window. But thank you for writing in, Donna. I'm very grateful for the opportunity. The next one is Regina from Captiva Island. Regina G, Sorry. My best friend is head over heels for this guy that is not good for her. It's the same story over and over again. And I'm wondering if there is something that the spirits can help me to say to her so she will see that this is not good for her. I hate seeing her hurt. My heart goes out to you all. I completely get the stress on that. Okay. So what can you tell me for Regina? They're saying that basically you need to let her follow her own path, that there's a lesson in the repetition that she's not understanding, which is why she keeps doing it over and over again. And they're wanting me to point out that, of course, we all will keep doing the same thing over and over again, just different players in our life until we get the lesson. So there's something that she needs to recognize about what's going on in her own personal life. I know it's hard to hear the same story over and over again, that he did this and he did that, but they're saying they're grateful that you are giving her a patient ear to talk to, that she will get the message, but it's going to be hard for her to understand, but this is about her setting her own boundaries so that those things don't happen again. And that's what they're clearly telling me. But you know all the circumstances and situation, but I do hope that she either he comes through and he becomes the person that she hopes he will be, and she doesn't have to change that much. But they're saying thank you for at least being that ear, because so many people don't have that person to actually talk to all the time. So thank you for that. All right, the next person, Kay from New Bern, North Carolina. Can you help tell me about my relationship? Am I ever going to get a ring? Wow. Okay. So, okay, hold on. Let's just see what Spirit says. I know Santa Claus is coming around. I'm not hearing that it's going to be at Christmas. It's going to be something around, oh my gosh, they're saying that it's actually after Valentine's Day, but before March 17th of some St. Patty's Day, that there's going to be a further discussion about it so that you will have a better understanding about the time frame. They're kind of clear on that it's just not exactly the right time. And sometimes time is on your side to bring other things to light that you wouldn't necessarily know to actually look into. So, all right, let's see. Yep, and they're actually saying, this card right here is about your dreams. And they're actually saying that there are some things that they're trying to help you get a better grasp on. They don't want you to feel pressured about getting it, but there's a reason that there's a delay, and they want you to look at what would be the reason. So I'm sure that you have probably spent many hours thinking about it. So I hope you get what you were looking for, because that sounds exciting and does sound like something's going to happen in that window of time. So I wish you the best of luck. Okay, so the next question that we have is Susie H. from Bermuda Run, North Carolina. And it says, a new year is approaching and I am starting fresh. What do I need to concentrate on the most? Okay, so let's see. All right, Susie, what do we have here? They're telling me that there is some type of a move coming up by June of next year, that you're going to be talked to sometime. They're saying end of January, that there's some type of a review coming up for you. That's what they're mentioning. And yeah, they're saying that there's something that's going to be discussed with you at the end of January. There's going to be a move coming up, and it'll happen mid-year or so. Along with that is a fresh start in a lot of different ways that you aren't going to understand until you actually make that move. So for example, if you're moving to a new city, of course, that's going to be meeting new friends, going new places, investigating your environment and things like that. All right, hold on one second. There is one more thing that they want me to bring out. Ah, okay. So this card right here is, they want me to point out to you that this is actually a card stating that there's some temptation to stay where you're at, even though you're saying you want a fresh start. You're contradicting yourself by actually not opening up the opportunities that are going to give you that new fresh start. So there's something controlling you, either it's a relationship, a job, or a location of some sort. And they're saying, try to be open. And it kind of goes back to that card that we got that I pulled for the collective about be teachable, like, you know, say, okay, I don't know what it is, but not yet. So they're saying to please be open and to just look at what maybe is going to be opening up for you. Don't close any doors. They're actually saying that there's a door that they keep showing me you shutting the door. And you're like, they're saying, don't shut that door. Even though it's not the nicest looking door, it's going to give you the best results. So I hope that actually helps, because that we're all looking for some kind of that fresh start. So, all right, the next one that we have is Tabby B from Zanesville, Virginia. I am changing careers and it seems scary with everything going on. Can they tell me anything to help me? They're saying the words mind over matter. And they want to stress to you that they said this is something that you will understand. It's a blessing in disguise. Hindsight will be 20/20. Yeah, there's something coming up that you're going to look back and go, wow. And they're saying that it could be a little rocky as far as the change that you're going to be making, but you're going to look back and go, holy crap, that was awesome. I now get it, what that means. Yeah. But hang in there. We're, you know, everybody is just doing what they can, where they're at with what they've got, and you are doing the best that you can. So anyway, okay, we're going to take another quick commercial break, and we will be right back. And you are listening to Message Delivery. You can't make this stuff up. And I'm your host, Lisa Ann, and we'll be right back.
Are you trying to lose weight but feel guilty for eating your favorite foods? Feeling deprived and resentful makes for results that aren't sustainable. Join Adrian Craig every second and fourth Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for her show, Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. Learn to love the journey and watch yourself succeed. For more information about Adrian or to work with her personally, visit LifeCanyon.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. If you're like me, you're a woman business owner. Let me introduce you to the high-heeled go-givers. This community of women business owners are there. They are in it to win it for you, to uplifting and transforming the lives of women throughout our community. To find out more, to meet them, you want to go visit highheeledgogivers.org and tune in to listen to what they're about to say to you on my show.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. And we had some great conversations off air during the commercial break. So I was just repeating just real quick, and I'll get back to the questions. I had given a reading to a friend of mine, because we do that for each other when we can't see the forest because of the trees. And I just was telling the producer about this. And one of the things that I got was a visual, and the word was mesotopia. So we don't know if that's a real word or not, but that was the word because it came through to describe how unkept that this particular person was, which was just funny. And I also got a swear word, which I thought was incredibly funny because I was like, ooh, spirit said a bad word. So anyway, I just thought it was funny. But the bottom line is that the language that we are giving, that we receive to give to you, is then the manner that you need to hear it to make the most effect for you. So sometimes it's butterflies, rainbows, and unicorns, and other times it's a little raw, but that's how you're supposed to hear it to get the same effect. So anyway, let's get back to some more of these questions. So the next person that we have is Meg T. from Bismarck, North Dakota. I have been listening to your show for a few months. Thank you. Thank you for listening. I'm really grateful. I appreciate that. I have learned so much. I'm starting an Etsy shop and wonder if my angels can give me any guidance to make sure that it goes well. Wow, congratulations. You'll have to send me the link. I don't know what you're selling, but that's a big undertaking. So, all right, hold on 1 second here. Okay, I'm hearing the word side hustle. So this is going to be something that you are doing in addition to something that you do on a full-time basis. They're saying to, I'm seeing you doing a lot of things. They're showing me the number four on a clock. So somehow with your timing or whatever you're doing for work, they're showing me the number four on a clock, like get started from 4 o'clock. Then they're taking me to the number eight. So they really want you to actually, they're saying, please don't get burnout, schedule your work and work your schedule. That's pretty nice. They're saying, do what you can. They're bringing the right people to you that this was meant to be. That's really awesome. It's going to be a few years going, but you're going to, they're saying stretch out into some different social media platforms, new ones that are coming out. Be different, that they, instead of being the fish in a sea aquarium, they're showing, be the only fish in a tank. So I guess put yourself out there so that you're actually able to be a standout until you get that repeating customer list that you can actually start doing that. And they're showing something about I'm seeing bows, Christmas bows being put on packages. So something that you're doing with, I don't know, something you're doing with it right now that as a blast for the holidays. Yeah, that sounds exciting. I am very proud of you. I don't know what you're doing, but make sure you send me a link. I would love to look at it and see what I can do to help. So thank you for that opportunity. And thank you so much for the compliments. I'm really grateful. So, all right, the next one that we've got, Mike H. from Pine Bluff, say that four times fast, Arkansas. Thank you for answering my question. I have family that lives with me and I feel like my significant other is so disconnecting. Is there any help that you can give me, that they can give me? I feel I have tried everything and I'm worn out and spread too thin to begin with. Mike, thank you very much. We don't often get too many guys that call in, so I really want to just commend you for reaching out. There are plenty of guys that believe, you know, that they have angels and spirits around them, but I am really grateful that you reached out. So, all right, Mike, let's see what we can get here. They're telling me that you're on autopilot right now. They're showing me it. They're using like a cartoon character, somebody that just stands still and has like five or six tentacles, like an octopus, just doing a bunch of different things. But they're saying almost like they're showing me a really blank face. Like maybe you've spread out, but you've kind of checked out too. They're saying that you need to hone in on some of the skills, delegate some. They're saying to set aside some devoted time, not only to your significant other, but they're actually saying you need it more than anything else. They're saying that you need to find some time for you to recharge your batteries. If you are an empty cup, you don't have anything more to give to anybody. And that's where I think what they're trying to show, and they're showing me the Page of Cups tarot card, that there's just like, there's hardly anything in it. Actually, in the Page of Cups tarot card, it shows me that there's a fish in it. And I don't think you want to be giving anybody a fish, but you don't have anything left in you to give, and you need to refill your cup, and you're not supposed to fill it up and then just give what's in there. You're only supposed to, and they're wanting me to clarify this with you, you only give the overflow. They're saying that you do definitely have a lot of responsibilities going on right now. The burden is going to be lightening for you, but not for another season. And they're saying that very clearly, a season. So I don't know if that means next year, spring, and this time next year. I'm not really sure what that means. But they do want to clarify that you yourself are depleted and you need to recharge. They're showing fishing. I don't know if there's some place that you can go fishing, but I'm actually seeing you casting a line, sitting on like a lawn chair by a lake. It's not a big body of water. It's just a lake, that you just need some downtime just to be, not be obligated to do anything. So, I hope that helps. And again, thank you so much for writing in. I'm really grateful. And there is absolutely, you know, so much to learn from all of this, but I'm really grateful that you reached out. So thank you for that. All right. So the next one that we have is Angel M. from Durham, North Carolina. Any relationship help with G? She didn't give me a name. All I heard was G. So, any relationship help with G? Every time we are together, I'm doing all the work, giving all the time. I don't have any energy anymore. Something just doesn't feel right. He says he wants to get back together, but I'm not sure anymore. Angels, please help me. Okay, so they're asking me to actually pull some cards for you. So let's go ahead and do that. And we're going to go ahead and shuffle and see what they're telling me. They're saying to do a test. If you stopped giving, would you get anything? And they really want to stress that it needs to be an equal exchange of energy. They are saying that you do a lot of the giving, But they're almost saying for every one penny that you give to them, like they're showing me like you are getting a penny, and then they have their hands out like, give me something. But I'm seeing you pulling like $5 and $10 bills out. And I know that may be a legitimate statement, or it could be a metaphor, but basically you're getting a crumb for the whole cake, and that's not right. It needs to be an equal exchange of energy. You need to, they're saying specifically, you know, stop for a little bit and see what they do. If they're not stepping up the game, that may be for you to pay attention to. They're saying you're guarded, that you've got some guardian angels around you. They're not going to let somebody take too much from you, but pay attention. Something about your gut, like you're getting gut instincts. So, yeah. And here's a card that kind of backs that up as well. You know, you're reaching out to somebody, you know, you're doing all the work, you're inside the glass case trying to keep everything, and they're just kind of standing there staring at you like, so what are you going to do for me now? And they're saying that, you know, you basically need to pay attention that this gentleman in this card actually has taken his mask off, and he's put it down on the table. And that's, whoops, there it is right over there. And maybe when you stop doing things so much for him, that maybe you might get a different perspective. And that might actually help you see if this is actually going to be good for you or not. So, okay, so hold on. Interesting card. Okay, so they're saying that you need to put some time frames on this and don't just let this drag out forever and ever. But basically they're saying is that time is falling through your hands. And if you can see that, you know, time is actually slipping by and you don't look very happy. And if that's kind of representative of this card as well. So what they do really want you to know is that, you know, you need to kind of put some tests out there and express how you feel, but put a time limit on it. And they're saying specifically that if you don't get the results that you feel you deserve, then they're saying it's time to go. And they're going to make sure that they're going to make it really uncomfortable for you and give you resistance. So it sounds like things might start happening where you're going to be like, okay, I got to go. Nobody likes to hear that kind of stuff. But then again, it's important for you to set boundaries so that you do not have somebody that is consistently taking from you and pushing you over the edge and then looking at you going, I don't understand what your problem is. So anyway, okay, hold on. They want me to do one more here. Deep freeze. See, this is what they're talking about is that, you know, if you feel like you are like on a little piece of, you know, you are all the strength. You are this lion that is sitting on this card here. And you are sitting there on cold ground. It's not nurtured ground. It's not, you know, it's not all of that warm and fuzzy feeling that you should be, you know, the grass that you should be have tended for you. And it's cold around you. You're not getting any sunshine. You're not getting any warmth and reciprocity. So they're asking you to, again, going back to the card, that you need to pay attention, put some timelines on it, and just, you don't have to announce it and say, well, if you don't do this by this date, I'm out of here. But they want you to do it for your own knowledge and be aware so that nobody is taking advantage of you. So I hope you, yeah. A lion looks so sad in this card. I don't want you to be sad. It's the holidays, but it looks like there's some things that you definitely need to look into. So I definitely want you to pay attention to those things, but that's what Spirit's telling me to tell you. I hope it helps. Of course, you always have free will to do whatever you feel is best for your own situation. So I do respect and understand that. So okay, the next question that we've got is Jack F. from Parma, Ohio. Hey, that's my old stomping ground up there. My Yorkie keeps barking at the corner of my living room. My mom just passed away in September, and I'm just curious, could this be my mom visiting? Absolutely. I'm getting an M name. I don't know if it's Mary, Margaret, Marjorie, something, M name. And I'm seeing clapping, like, yay! Yes, the puppy is irritated because they can see the spirit of this M person. So if it's not your mom, it might be another family member that's coming through. But there's definitely a spirit that's visiting in your house. And the spirit's actually kind of making like faces at the dog, kind of that's the visual that they're giving me, which is making the Yorkie probably go, hey, you know, I know I used to have a small dog, and what they lacked in size, they made up for in noise. So I completely get that. That is so funny. Whoever this MMA ma person is, they're just saying that they need you to know that they are fine. They're watching over you. And it sounds they're saying they're floating. They're just like they're moving all around. Like they're showing me that, hey, ma, no hands type of thing. They're showing me a wheelchair. So it's possible that you might have had whoever this person was, or the person that with the M name may have had some type of injury or condition that kept them in a wheelchair of some sort. Yeah. But yes, when that Yorkie, I'm wanting to tell you that when that Yorkie actually does start barking, staring blankly, and any pet of yours, if you see that they're actually following our children even, you see them staring, smiling, giggling, looking at an area that doesn't have somebody physical in your presence, that chances are that there's an angel, a guide, or a loved one that has come through that they can sense. It's not that they can necessarily see, but they feel the energy. And sometimes if you can find out, you know, or think about who it is, ask, you know, who is it? And the first name that might pop into your mind is probably the person. So just something to kind of think about and just kind of play around with those thoughts and ideas. But yeah, I've had plenty of animals that have stared off into space, and I just smile because I'm like, yep, I know. But not everybody does, nor does everybody believe. So, but I just want to assure you, you are not losing your mind when you see this. So, all right. But thank you, Jack, for, I feel like I just touched home because you were texting me from my old stomping ground. So thank you. All right. The next one that we have is Tracy J from St. Petersburg, Florida. I keep seeing the number 812 over and over again, and I feel it means something, but I don't know what. I see the clock, page numbers, and even addresses in movies. Help. What is this about? Is this an angel sign? Definitely it's something that you should actually start investigating, because I think in general, you need to know that there are certain signs that will be put out. And when you start seeing them repeatedly, that's absolutely a sign. And it's important for you to actually pay attention to what that is. So what is number 812? My suggestion would be to Google it or look for angel numbers to see if that resonates with you. And once you've, it's kind of like poking you. Once you start becoming aware, then you'll see it and it will mean something to you. So when you resonate with a number, again, you can create a message for that number, whatever you want. Like it's 812 might be somebody's birthday. It might be the date that somebody died. It could also be a representative of something significant in your life. It could be a wedding. It could be something, but they want you to actually, they're saying just to remind you to pay attention to those signs and symbols and say, you know, kind of when you say, hey, I get it. That's awesome. Can you show me something else? If you create the sign language, and I also have a video on this, if you want to look at my YouTube channel. But if you actually want to go ahead and look at ways that you can either create a sign language so you can get it even more than that number 812. There are plenty of number combinations. So if that number doesn't mean something to you, you can create a language with those kind of numbers, pictures, et cetera, that might be helpful to you to actually define what those messages are. But absolutely, the number does mean something to you. So, and they also want me to pull a card here for you. So hold on one second. Ah, see, look, you can't make this stuff up. Coming to life. They're saying that you just acknowledge, what I'm hearing is that you just acknowledging that you are seeing this number consistently and repetitively is that you are becoming more aware of it. Therefore, this side of you is coming to life. It's some sort of an awakening where they're going to start putting more pictures and words into your visual. So you might start seeing or hearing certain things repeatedly over and over again. There are messages in those. And again, look at Google or Yahoo or whatever. Pay attention to what the 812 is, but by all means, they're showing that you are actually holding, and they want me to point out here, oh, I'm doing this backwards on my computer here, there is actually a ball of light that this person is holding, and that you are just at the beginning stages of learning so much more about all of this stuff, and they're happy that you've gotten the message, that you're coming to life, and that they will show you more when you're ready. They don't want to push anything, but there are certainly more messages that they can actually offer to you. So, okay, so let's go ahead and, okay. And this is the last message for you here, but this is actually stating that there's a lot of creative endeavors that you have, and they're saying, be creative about what signs that you are creating for them to give you. And because there's certain unique things they're telling me that mean something to you that they wouldn't to anybody else. So, I think that's where they're trying to say, pay attention to those things, acknowledge it. And just in your prayer, say, I got that. That made complete and perfect sense to me. Thank you for showing it to me like that. I am open to receiving more, and you will get more. So, yeah, that's going to be very, very helpful. So, all right, cool. All right, let me, we've got time for just one more, and then we will be going. All right, Natalie L. from Clayton, North Carolina. How can I be a better friend to Jamie? She means the world to me, but I don't know what she needs. Okay, I am getting goosebumps listening to this already. So, all right. All right, hold on. They are asking me to pull a card, and I know we're getting, okay. Messages. There are some things that she's receiving as far as messages that you are probably aware of, but you don't know all the details of. And they want you to actually pay attention to those messages. There's messages she's also giving and receiving that, she's hurting that, I mean, if you could see this lady in this picture, she has a very solemn face. It has to do with her heart, though. They're pointing out the red rose that she's holding in her hand, but she is sending and receiving messages with somebody that's causing her heart to hurt. And they're asking, they are showing here as well, is that, you know, they're along with the messages that are going along, that they are wanting to point out that the clouds are clearing. If you notice that the clouds in these pictures, there is some clouds that are on one side of her, but there is some blue sky. So things are going to be lightening up. They want to stress that, you know, you could be the best person just by being a sympathetic ear, not judging. And they are showing this card as well, Spirit of Place, that just being there for her is going to be extremely helpful. So, but I do want to say thank you very much for reaching out to me. So, but we are coming down to the end of the show, and I just want to say thank you again. You've been listening to Angel Messages. I'm sorry, my brain is like, I'm hearing different things from different spirits. Let's say that one more time. If you are interested in getting a personal reading, reach out to me at angelmessages2you.com. You can also reach me at 919-744-9691. I do offer gift certificates for the holidays if you want to get somebody a reading. I am at different events in different places. You can check my events page as well. And I do participate in quite a few events through Solely Holistic here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and you can reach them again, Solely Holistic, or check out their meetup page. But you have been listening to Message Delivery. You can't make this stuff up. I am your host, Lisa Ann, and I am so grateful for everybody that sent me all these messages or questions that I could answer on the air. I'm truly grateful. And for the people I was not able to get to today, I promise I'll be sending you the personal message back answering your question. But I am truly grateful. I know the holidays are coming up. Everybody, please be safe and have a wonderful holiday. Bye.
You have been listening to Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit AngelMessages2You.com. That's AngelMessages, the number 2, the letter U, .com.